Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
Yes, indeed, it is time for Ready, Steady, Learn, and I have Baha in the studio here with me. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, I'm fine.
Yes. That's good. It's lovely to have you in here. And you are here because you are... Your story is told in the special 32-page suffrage issue of Uni News, which you can pick up from around campus if you're interested to see some of the other stories that are in the issue. But you are an international female PhD student here. And what did you study?
Now I'm studying bioengineering in Auckland Bioengineering Institute. I'm in PhD.
And what are you working on now?
We are in a group. This group is working on jet injector. Jet injector is a device that uses a pressurized fluid to pierce the skin instead of needle. Mm. And our aim is to extract the blood with this process. Mm. And my project is to measure the glucose concentration in the extracted fluid from the jet injector.
Yeah, and that's often used for people who have diabetes.
Yes.
So it's a very important tool for people who are suffering.
Yes, because
that.
Many people have problems with needles. You know, every time every day you have to pierce your skin with the needle many times a day, so it is painful. And so we are going to replace this process to decrease their pain and decrease their infection,
which is an awesome thing to be working on because it's obviously very, very important for especially those people who suffer from that. And you moved over here in 2015, is that correct?
Yes.
So you've been here for 3 or so years now, and how have you found your experience? Where did you move from first off, and how did you find your experience changed?
I have come from Iran. And Iran is, as you know, is located in the Middle East, and it has some Islamic rules in there. So, but after that, I came here and started to continue my education here.
Yeah.
So, as my point of view is that because I was a manager there and I was working there for many years.
Yeah.
So there are many differences in our life, especially for women.
Yeah.
So differences. But I think that maybe those differences make you more powerful in other situations.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And have you found that your career or your studies and your academics has progressed further here?
Oh, yes, of course, because of the Auckland Bioengineering Institute itself. It has a very friendly environment, and you are surrounded with many people who respect you at first, and they have a very friendly attitude towards you, and you can feel as a member of a family in this institute. So that's something that I feel here. And maybe it's different from other parts of the world. I don't know.
Absolutely. So why did you choose to come to New Zealand? Was it the institute itself that brought you over here, or was it
No, at first I went to chemical engineering because my background was chemical engineering, but then I changed my major to bioengineering. And I had a cousin here. He was living here, and he told me that it's a very good country. Come here, full of nature.
And that's the experience you found you've had?
Yeah, of course.
Awesome. Cool. And when you were working in Iran, your company was staffed solely by women, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And were they women you were studying alongside over there? Or were they women that just worked for you?
What do you mean?
So were they, your company was women, it says that 50% of the students at the university you studied were women as well.
Yep.
So there were a lot of women.
There are a lot of women in Iran that are going to educate, and I cannot say that. I think it's very hard, but all of them are so determined to educate and get the higher positions in the society.
Yeah, absolutely. And moving forwards, what are your sort of goals over the next little while?
I think that it was a very good experience for me to come to New Zealand because
yeah.
I can challenge myself at first, my personality and my knowledge to see if in other countries can I work and can I have the positions that I had in my country, in my language. So I think it was a great challenge for me at first.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that now I have chosen this country because of many kind people that I have seen in this part of my life and many, many educated people, men and women around me. So that's a very, very good experience here I have.
Yeah, definitely. And have you got any plans to go back to Iran and work there or take some of the knowledge that you've made here back to Iran?
Actually, I prefer to find a job here and remain here.
Yeah.
But if I cannot find a job, it's the place that I should go. My aim is to be here.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Cool. Well, thank you very much for coming in and chatting to us.
Yeah,
and
thank you for having me.
Good luck with all of your academics going forward.
Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.